Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 28th of August 2017. We are going to be getting into the book of Lamentations, written by Jeremiah. The writings of this book have some peculiarities, which I will explain. It was originally part of the book of Jeremiah, and it was later isolated because it was read publicly at the feast of the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av, and it's a fast. And that was commemorating the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. If you will investigate that, that is a Jewish fast. That had come in later, after this was written, when the priesthood had begun to become infiltrated, and they went and started making their own rules and laws, and it was a gradual process which led up to the mess that occurred during the Messiah's time. There are let's see here. There's five chapters in this book. The first four, pardon me, I have to clear my lungs again, are known as what are known as acrostics. There are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and the word that begins each stanza of the poem begins with one of these letters. It's an organizational type of writing. And the fifth chapter is not an acrostic. Like the first chapter, the first stanza begins with the letter Aleph. That is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The letters in order are Aleph, Beth, and that's where we get alphabet. Aleph, number two, Beth. Number three, Gimel. Number four, Dalet. Number five, He. Number six, Wall. Now the Jews have changed that to a Vav. That's wrong. Verse seven, Zion. Number eight, Keth. Number nine, Teth. Number ten, Yod. Number 11, Kaf. Number 12, Lamed. Number 13, Mem. Number 14, Nun. Number 15, Samech. Number 16, Ayin, which is usually a silent letter. It's in there, but it's silent. Number 17 is Pe. Number 18 is Tzad. That's a TS sound. Number 19 is Kof, Q-O-P-H, with a Kof. Sounds like a K. It's used as a K many times. Number 20 is Resh. Number 21 is Shin. Now there's two pronunciations of that. One is Shin, one is Sin, without the H. Okay. Number 22 is Taw. Teth and Taw are different. Different characters, completely different pronunciations. So, verse 1 of chapter 1 would begin with an Aleph, a word beginning with that letter. Verse 2 would begin with a word that begins with Beth, a B. Verse 3 would begin with a word beginning with Gimel, a G, okay? And then Daleth, which is a D, He, which is an H, Wal, which is a W, Zion, which is a Z, okay? Onward and onward and onward. Keth begins with a CH. Kaf is a CH. It's a different Hebrew character, but it's pronounced Kaf, and the others pronounce Keth. Okay? It is a CH sound in both. Number 18, Sod, is a TS sound. Sod, it's a ts. T-S-A-D-D-E. Okay? And number 22, Taw, is a hard T. Okay? Like cat or time. Okay? It's a hard T sound. Number 9, Teth, is a different sound. I had to clear my lungs again. Every time I start to talk to do these shows, my lungs react. So please bear with me. I have chronic bronchitis. Let's get into the Lamentations of Jeremiah, which are all about the eyewitness concerning the destruction of the temple. Okay, this is the Temple of Solomon. And Jewish ceremony, the Tisha B'Av, they occurred on the same date. The first was in 586 B.C. on the 9th of the month of Av. And in A.D. 70 by the Romans, that also occurred on the 9th of Av. Well, this is not a, the Tisha B'Av is not a biblically commanded fast. It is a rabbinical fast used by the Jews. Well, they have carried that over into modern times, and the Judeo-Christians who write these commentaries are focusing on the Jewish tradition. This was originally part of the book of Jeremiah. It was changed by the Jews. It was not commanded to be changed by Yahweh. Oh, boy, that was a rough coughing session. I'm doing this at about 11:45 at night because everything's quiet in the building except my air conditioner, which I have to have running here in Kentucky. It's very warm outside, and if I don't, I will roast in here. Roast Stevie. And I'm drinking my ice water with lemon. So let's get started in this with verse 1, which begins with the letter Aleph, which in itself is a silent letter. So is Ayin. How does the city sit solitary? Let me get the magnifying glass out. That's number 910 for solitary. That was full of people. How has she become as a widow? That's 490, a widow. She that was great among the nations, and princess, 8282, among the provinces, 4082. How is she become forced labor, 4522? They have tributary in the King James. And you can reference Baruch in the Apocrypha, chapter 4, verse 12. That's not the apocalypse of Baruch. That's just plain old Baruch. And he was a contemporary of Jeremiah. Okay. Let me get my e-sword scrolled up a little bit here and read the second. But all my commentary and notes are in my much beleaguered King James Version of the Word Study series. Poor old thing is just written in, and it's, well, verse 2, which begins with the letter Beth. The word that starts us out begins with Beth. She weeps sore. Now that is 105.8 doubled for the emphatic. If it was just a single usage, it would be she weeps. But this is an emphatic usage with the word doubled. She weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. Okay, these were the foreign nations that the Israelites had tried to make pacts with for, alliances. And they imitated the worship of those foreign nations, and that was the main problem. That's why the city's being destroyed. All her friends have dealt treacherously, that's 898, with her. They are become her hated enemies. Okay, these foreigners turned on the Israelites. They do that all the time, and we are warned not to make pacts with the other nations, but kept doing it. And today, the Israelite people, even though they don't know they're Israelites, they're making pacts with the Jews and the Muslims and the whatever, the Katsahundas and the Mabajabas and whatever else they're bringing in to all our white Christian nations. And our governments are making pacts with these people, even though we were warned in Scripture not to. Well, you see the result. Same in this day when Jeremiah is writing about it. Verse 3 begins with a gimel. Yahuda, not Judah, Yahuda. The tribe of Yahuda. Yah is praised. That's what Yahuda means. Has the name Yah in it for Yahweh. they took it out. They made it Judah. And thence they manufactured the word Jew, which is nowhere in Scripture. It is in your English mistranslations, but not in the original Scripture, Old or New Testament. Judah is gone into captivity, that's 1540, because of affliction, 6040. And because of much, 7230, servitude, 5656, she dwells among the nations, the non-Israelite nations. She finds no rest, 4494. All her pursuers, not persecutors, as in the King James, it's people that pursue her, overtook her between the distresses. They have straits, 4712. Between the distresses. She had a lot of setbacks, and they overtook her. They have overcome Jerusalem, and they are currently destroying it while this is being written. This is what this is about. And he's crying over it because it was a holy city, and he's crying over the sins of Israel. Verse 4, the ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the appointed feast. Okay, what's the problem? The feast. They're not attending the feast. They're not obeying Yahweh. Therefore, the city's being destroyed. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, 3013, and she is in bitterness. They're speaking of Jerusalem as she, a female appellation, she. Speaking of Jerusalem, it's a female tense. Her adversaries, 6862, are the masters. They have 7218, literally means head, but here it translates as masters. Her hated enemies, that's number 341, that's more emphatic than 8130. This means hated enemies with racial and tribal connotations. Her hated enemies prosper. Now they have removed Yahweh and put the Lord. Wherever the Lord is in this book, I'm going to have Yahweh, so I don't need to talk about it again. For Yahweh has afflicted her for the abundance of her transgressions. Idol worship, having the flat roofs, having idols and little sacrificial altars on their roofs. They were going to burn all of Jerusalem. And Yahweh commanded that. This is when Nebuchadnezzar was going to destroy it. Because of the idol worship, even on the houses. That's why they burned the whole place. Her children are gone into captivity. That's the Babylonian captivity before the enemy. 6862. Okay. And that's enemy is the adversary, same word, 6862. Now that verse began with a hey. This is verse 6. This begins with a wall, a W, not a vav, as the Jews have changed the language. They have polluted everything. Verse 6, and from the daughter of Zion, all her glory is departed. That refers to Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion. Her leaders, 8269, are become like harts, 354, H-A-R-T-S. That means a male deer that find no pasture. That's not like the heart in your body. That's hearts, H-A-R-T-S. That's an old word for a deer. And they are gone without strength, 3581, before the pursuer, 7291. Verse 7 begins with a Zion. That's a Z. Yerushalayim, not Jerusalem, it's Yerushalayim, remembered 2142 in the days of her affliction, 6040, and wandering, 4788, all her precious things, 4262, that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, that's the adversary again, 6862, and none did help her. All the people she had alliances with abandoned her. The adversary saw her and did mock at her ruin, 4868, for ruin. Here is verse 8, which begins with a Keth. Yerushalayim has sinned grievously. That's 2399 and 2398. They changed the word order in the King James Bible. They have grievously sinned. No, it's sinned grievously. See, little things, all these little tamperings. Well, I've gone through this thing with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm reading it to you as it reads in the Hebrew. Yerushalayim has sinned grievously. Therefore, now they use the word therefore. It's 5921 combined with 3651, and it means upon which she is removed, 5206. She's going to be removed. They're going to tear it down. All that honored her, 3513, honored, despise her, 2151. Because they have seen her nakedness, 6172. Yeah, the sins. They see how she had apostatized. Just like today. Yea, she sighs and turns backward. Verse 9, which begins with a teth. Her filthiness, 2932, that's moral filthiness, is in her skirts, 7757. That's the edges of the long garment with the tzitzit. She remembers not her last end, 319, therefore, she can't, pardon me, I have to cough. I absolutely lose my breath. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembers not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. 6832. She had no comforter. 5162. O Yahweh, behold or see, 7200, my affliction, 6040, for the hated enemy has magnified himself. He is afflicted over the destruction of his beloved city and his people. And he's grieving because they are sinning and he's watching their self-destruction. Well, we grieve today that are in the ministry over the self-destruction of the true Israelites that are living in apostasy in this and other lands. This apostasy is worldwide among our people, and the only people that are coming out are the remnant that Yahweh is calling. The rest are comfortable in their little herd in their Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 10 begins with a yod. That's a Y. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her precious things. In other words, they were looting the city, looting the temple, gonna burn the temple, gonna tear it down, taking all the expensive things out of the temple. That's what Nebuchadnezzar did. For she has seen that the nations entered into her sanctuary. That's the temple. 47:20. Whom you did command that they should not enter into your congregation. 6:9-7:1. That's in Deuteronomy. Shall not come a mamzer, one of mixed blood, 4:4-6:4, into the congregation of Yahweh, even under the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. A mamzer is a mongrel or a mixed breed. That refers back to Deuteronomy. And these aliens had entered into the temple. Verse 11 begins with a kaf, like the German Ach. All her people sigh. They seek bread. Well, there was no food. They had been under siege and they were out of food. They have given their precious things for food to return their life. They were giving away all their gold and jewels and fine art and carvings and all that stuff just to get enough to eat. See, O Yahweh, and consider, for I am become worthless. 21:5:1. He's mourning. He says, I'm worth nothing. And this is Jeremiah the prophet. In other words, he's not doing any good talking to these people. Verse 12 begins with Lamed. That is an L. And it is implied. It is not in the Hebrew. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by the way? They just have passed by. But it's passed by the way. They left the way out. That's a mistranslation. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by the way? He's talking about the people that are walking past. And they just don't, they don't care. Look, 5:0-7, and see if there be any pain, 4:3-4:1, like unto my pain, which is dealt out, 5:9-5:3, unto me, wherewith Yahweh has afflicted me, 3:0-1:3, in the day of his fierce anger. That was Yahweh's punishment on Jerusalem. Yahweh's angry. And Jeremiah feels afflicted by this because it's causing him a great emotional pain. Remember, this is a poem. And Hebrew poetry is not rhyming words. It's rhyming thoughts. Totally different than modern English poetry, which has rhyming words. verse 13, which begins with a mem. From above, he has sent fire into my bones. Well, he was in great pain. Didn't literally send fire into him. He would have burned him up. This is poetic. And it prevails against, that's 7287, it prevails against him. He's overwhelming even his bones, causing him great pain by having to witness the destruction of his beloved city, which he prayed and prayed and prayed and preached about to the Israelite people, and they ignored him. They even imprisoned him, threw him in a pit of muck and mire. This is continuing, verse 13. He has spread a net for my feet. He has turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. These are because of his emotions and the pain he was feeling about this ongoing destruction by the Babylonians. Verse 14 begins with a nun. That's the letter N. Is bound the yoke of my transgressions by his hand? They moved the word order around, so I corrected it if you're reading in the King James. They intertwine themselves, 8276, not wreathed. They intertwine themselves and come up upon my neck like a yoke. He has made my strength to fall. 3782. Yahweh, they substituted the Lord. Yahweh has given me into their hands. I am not able to rise up. He went into captivity. Verse 15, which begins with a samech, has trodden underfoot Yahweh all my mighty men in the midst, that's 47 mighty men, in the midst of me, that's Jerusalem. He has called a meeting, 4150, that's an appointed gathering, against me to crush my young men. He's speaking like Jerusalem, identifying with it. Has trodden Yahweh, the virgin, the daughter of Yehuda, as in a winepress. Who's the daughter of Yehuda? That's Jerusalem. I need to clear my lungs again, folks. It's getting better. And verse 16 begins with an ayin, which is a silent letter, but it's used just for a separator, but it's still a letter. That's the 16th letter. For these things I weep, mine eye runneth down with water, because far from me, they moved this later in the King James, they moved it later in the sentence. That's wrong. Because far, pardon me, far from me is the comforter that should relieve my soul. Comforter is 5162. My children are desolate. 8074, and he's speaking of the population of Jerusalem, calling them his children. Because the hated enemy prevailed. 1396. They finally breached the walls of Jerusalem. Verse 17 begins with a pe. That's a P. Spread forth Zion her hands. And that's like supplication. And none to comfort her. 5162, comfort. Has commanded Yahweh concerning Jacob, that's Israel, that his adversary should be round about him. Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, is as an unclean thing, 5079, among them. Pardon me. It was defiled. Verse 18 begins with a sod. That's a TS sound. Righteous is Yahweh. Now they have Yahweh is righteous. That's not how it reads in the Hebrew. The description is first and the object is second. Righteous is Yahweh, for I have rebelled against his commandments. He's speaking as Jerusalem. Hear, please, all people, and behold my sorrow. He's still preaching to them. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. The Babylonians are moving them out. Now, what do you do about that? You don't do anything. You go into captivity. They were destined and condemned to be put in captivity for their sins. And Yahweh at this point had enough. He doesn't want to hear anymore. Don't cry to me anymore. I don't want to hear it. You've chosen your lifestyle. You've chosen your path. Now deal with the consequences. And that was his attitude at that point. He was done with them. That's coming up here. And people don't want to hear, oh, I don't want to hear all that doom and gloom and all this punishment stuff. I want to hear what Pastor Leibowitz says in church. We're all saved and we're all going to heaven. And I want to hear that. Well, pardon my French, but I don't give a rat's patootie about what you want to hear. I'm sorry. Your wants don't register on my scale of importance. I read you the rules of the game all the time. It's called the Word of Yahweh. And you still don't want to listen. Well, the people didn't want to listen to Jeremiah either. I'm no Jeremiah. I'm not a prophet. But I'm reading the words of the prophets and the Word of Yahweh. It does not lose importance over time. It's as current today as it was the day it was written. It's a living gospel. I know you don't like to hear anything from the Old Testament, you Judeo-Christians. I understand that. It's extremely unpopular. You don't like the restraints that the scriptures put on you. Well, Well, you get that from your Judeo masters in the seminary schools, your Jews that have posed as Christians, because they don't like the word of Yahweh. They hate the word of Yahweh. And they're very subtle, and they're good infiltrators, and they have duped you over time. Verse 19. Now he's speaking poetically as Jerusalem here. And this begins with a cough. That's a cue. I called for my lovers, those were the allies of Jerusalem and Israel, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders expired, 1478, that's breathed out the last breath, in the city, while they sought their food to refresh themselves. They starved to death during the siege. Long siege by Nebuchadnezzar. There's a section in verse 20 that's very hard to translate. Doesn't go well into English. This begins with a resh, which is an R. O Yahweh, behold, that means to look or see. For I am in distress, speaking of Jerusalem. They have, in the King James, my bowels are troubled. Well, literally in the Hebrew, it says my innards are reddened, as to be made red. Innards is 4, 5, 7, 8. And reddened is 25, 60. My turned within me is my heart. Turned is 2015. For I have grievously rebelled. Now that's 4784 doubled. If he would have said I have rebelled, it would just be one number 4784, but it's two. That way it makes it an emphatic. I have grievously rebelled. From abroad, 2351, the sword bereaves. That means make childless. At home, there is as death. In other words, there's the sword outside and death by starvation and disease inside the city. Verse 21 begins with a shin. Now, this letter depends on a little dot above it to make it a shin. If it's on the right side of the three-tined letter, it's a shin. If it's on the left side, it's a sin. It doesn't mean sin. That's just the name of the letter. That came into play when they were asking the people of Ephraim that were crossing the creek, say Shibboleth. And they said Sibboleth. They had made it a sin. And that was a pronunciation difference, and they killed them because there was a war going on between the tribes at the time. That is the example of the difference of the letter, is only one little dot above the letter. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All my hated enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you has done it. In other words, they're glad that Yahweh is punishing Jerusalem. You will bring the day that you have called and they shall be like unto me. So later on, they're going to be punished too. Which occurred. Babylon was destroyed later by Koresh of Persia. But right now, they are prevailing. Verse 22, and that is begun by a taw, which is the last Hebrew letter. So there's 22 Hebrew letters, so there's 22 stanzas in this poem. It will be so through the first four poems, because they're not actually chapters, they are separate poems. Now he is playing for the destruction of the enemy right here in this verse. Let all their wickedness come before you, and act severely, it says do unto them, no, act severely, 5953, unto them, as you have acted severely, 5953 again, unto me for all my transgressions. He's speaking as Jerusalem. He's not speaking personally. This is poetic. And poetically, he's speaking as Jerusalem, who is full of transgressions. And he wants the enemies to be destroyed like Jerusalem is being destroyed. That would come later. Yahweh would do that. For my sighs, 585, are many, and my heart is faint, 1742. That means very weak and feeble, has no strength. He's just weakened and exhausted by all of this, okay? And the heart of Jerusalem was faint. They had no strength to fight back. They were beleaguered by the siege for many years. And Yahweh was punishing them for their apostasy with all the idols and the sexual acts and the perversions and the doing everything. They were doing business on the Sabbath. They were just breaking all the rules. It's going to take a while to do this book, because I can only, with all the explanations, I can only do one chapter really a day. Now, chapter 3 is a long chapter because there are more than one verses in a stanza. A stanza is a group of verses. Chapter 1 only had one verse per stanza. Chapter 2 is the same and only has one verse for each stanza. Chapter 3 sometimes has three. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are three verses for each stanza in chapter 3. It's constructed differently. But the beginning of the stanza is when the first, second, third, fourth letter is used to start the passage. Chapter 4 reverts back to the style of the first two and only has one verse per stanza. Chapter 3 is different. Chapter 5 is not in the acrostic form. It is in prose rather than poetry. In many, many instances, it does not have the acrostic. But yet, even the prose is poetic in form, and there are 22 verses in chapter 5, but they are not in the acrostic form because each stanza or verse does not begin with an order of the Hebrew letters. But the first four poems are in the acrostic form. The fifth poem is not. It's got some prose in it as well. So that will be different. We will be getting to that later. I'm only going to be able to do one today because of the initial explanation that I had to do. And all of that. I may be able to get more than one. I don't know. But today it's only going to be one chapter. One. Or poem one. And Wednesday we will pick it up again. And then on Friday it starts a new month. And we will probably do into September. I want to see how far I can go with these verses. If I can get two full things in, I'm probably going to stop announcing what letter it begins with. I just wanted to do that for the first one. So would you would get a feel for how they were written. I will probably tell you in chapter 3, which is much longer, one another stanza begins. But for now, I want to announce the new show. We had the maiden voyage of the new show, the Pastor's Roundtable, last Friday. It is scheduled for 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right before Yahweh's Covenant People. And it is a live call-in show. We will put the call-in number in the chat and announce it so you can call in on the Skype number to Eli, and you will be live on the air. So you can participate, and you can ask questions, and we will do our best to answer you. Now, we will segue right from that live show to Yahweh's Covenant People, which is another live show immediately following that. That begins at 9 and ends at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will have back-to-back live shows. The first show, the Pastor's Roundtable, will be a call-in show. And the second show, Yahweh's Covenant People, will be our standard YCP presentation. And we're in 2nd Esdras right now on the study there. So the first show was a very good success, had a lot of listeners, but nobody called in because they were a little shy about that. We don't want you to be shy about that. We really would like you to participate and bring your questions to us, and we will do our very best to answer them scripturally. We can discuss whatever. You can set the topic. How about that? We want your participation, studio audience. And we will give you the call-in number, and we will also be monitoring the Eurofolk Studio audience chat room, and you can pose questions there if you don't want to call in. I will be monitoring that. The actual Eurofolk radio chat that goes along with the show, on if you hit the chat button, that's not the one we're going to be using. We're going to be using the Eurofolk Studio audience chat, which is a separate Skype chat. So that'll be available. I'm real excited about it. I think this is going to be a real bang-up show. It's you know, the format is taking questions from the audience, which encourages participation by the audience. We really want to hear what questions you have and how you feel about things. It'll be like an open question session, which is needed. It's going to make it more exciting for you too, because you have the chance to participate. I will be finishing up Lamentations when I finish up Lamentations. I can't really put a time frame on it, because as all the other books, this is an important book, and I don't want to short the book. I don't want to rush through it like I'm in a hurry, because it does disservice to the scripture. And I don't want that. I want to cover it thoroughly and do a complete word study on it, which is what the show is about. So be patient with me, and I will work my way through Lamentations. Then I will be getting into Ecclesiastes, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Then I will be finished with the Old Testament. And I will go into the Intertestament books, as well as some of the lost books, Jasher, Jubilees, and Enoch. And then I will be doing all the Apocrypha. And that'll take me probably into 2018, where I will do the New Testament, which is much shorter than the Old Testament, and I will be doing Greek descriptions. Everybody thinks I only know Hebrew. No, I study the Greek as well. Very important that that be done. So, I'm coming down close to the end of the hour. I hope that you follow along with me. I am working very hard on cleaning up and printing the Prophets. That will be the next book that I publish. I have the Torah out. It's available. The Prophets will be the next work, because that's the next in line. Then I will do the Writings, which I am in now. All of these books are considered the Writings. There's three books to the Old Testament: the Torah, the Prophets, and the Writings. And I'm doing them in the Hebrew order, and we'll publish the books in the Hebrew order. So, busy, 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 busy. But I'm joyous in the work, because it's Yahweh's work. And this needs to get out there, and people are really enjoying the Torah. And I have to get a printer drum for my printer. I've used that up. I've made so many copies. And I will have another new batch of Torahs. We've pretty much sold out. We've sold out of the pastor's versions. I'm printing them currently. I'm printing another batch of them. Most people don't want that, because it's too complicated. The Hebrew is more than they can handle. They just want the English. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will talk to you again on Wednesday, beginning with chapter 2, or poem 2, of the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master, leads against the foe.